Yesterday, as I was thinking, what am I going to say? The words of a hymn came to my mind. It's the hymn, "All Creatures of Our God and King. Lift up your voice and with us sing. Oh, praise him, hallelujah. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia." This hymn was written in 1225. The tune that we sing it to was written in 1623. And the words that we sing were translated in 1926. But it was the words that really spoke to my heart yesterday morning. And the importance for us to praise the Lord for all that he has done for us, and especially for what he has done in the Bethel Children's Crusade. I want us this evening, when we come to prayer, to praise the Lord for what he has done. Let us acknowledge his goodness to us in Bethel Children's Crusade. His goodness to us down through the many years. We can praise the Lord for this work that started out with Auntie Edna and those who came and helped her. We can praise God for their steadfastness. We can praise the Lord for Mrs. Gray and those that helped her. Again, let us praise the Lord for his goodness. And again, we can praise the Lord for those who come and help us all the various days of the week. But most of all, we can thank the Lord for the boys and girls who have heard God's word. How many children have heard the word down through the many, many years of Bethel Children's Crusade been going. Truly, this is something that we must acknowledge before the Lord and praise him. Praise him for his goodness. It's important for us to remember God's word. It says there in 1 Corinthians 15:58, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." This is his command to us in Bethel Children's Crusade. We're beloved because we're born again. Every single person who comes to help in the meetings is saved by God's grace. The Lord tells us to be steadfast in the work and unmovable and always abounding. And that's hard in these days of COVID. But yet the Lord doesn't say that if you're in COVID, it doesn't matter. The word says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." And if we do that, he promises, "For as much as ye know that your labour is not vain in the Lord." What an encouragement God's word is to us. That we know that our labour is not vain before him. We can praise the Lord for the children who have been attending our meetings this term. And they've come faithfully, week by week. You hear the car doors slam shut and you hear they don't dawdle in. The children all rush in as quickly as they can into the meeting to hear what is going to happen, what they're going to learn about today. And that's something we can praise the Lord for, that the children are eager to hear God's word. We can thank the Lord for his good hand upon us all these weeks, because there was no outbreaks amongst our children. That is something we can thank and praise the Lord for. We've had a number of parents text us and say, "Gillian, because of the situation, we can't send the children to Bible Club. But once this is over, we will send them again." So we need to pray for those children as well and their parents, that the Lord would be upon them. That even though children haven't come, God has been pleased to give us other children. We've had three new wee ones there in Tresna. And they've come with their older siblings. And now they're trying to answer questions for themselves. And you know what? There's a couple of times they've even got the answers right. And you know, they're only tiny. And they've been so proud of themselves that they've got the answer that nobody else has got. So we thank God for that. We have 13 on the roll in Tresna, and they're there each week unless there's sickness in the home. There's a cold, there's a flu, or somebody's cut their knee. You know the story. But they're there, if they're well. We have 5 in Lisbalaw. Pray that we'll see more children come to Lisbalaw. Will you pray with me tonight that the Lord will be pleased to give us more children in that village? Let us praise him for what he is going to do in the village of Lisbalaw, that we'll see many children brought in under the sound of his word. We have 9 in Maguire's Bridge, and again, they're there unless something has happened in the home and they can't come. We have 13 in Bethel, and the last 2 weeks of term, we had everybody there and children listening and children happy to be in the meeting. So that is something we praise the Lord for. Sadly, Lisbalaw and Maguire's Bridge meetings had to close in the last week of October due to the Orange Order sending out a directive that all their halls were to be closed down. So will you pray that even in the midst of these strange times, that the Orange Halls will reopen again? We've had 2 boys from the Maguire's Bridge meeting, because they wanted to know what was happening with the 10 Commandments. They now come across to Tresna to hear the word. So there's a hunger in little children. So we praise the Lord for that. We've been doing the 10 Commandments with the children. We didn't get the 10 Commandments finished. We got up to number 8. And the last couple of weeks we were able to do a presentation on the Nativity. I was able to get a beautiful 3D animated PowerPoint presentation of the Nativity. And you know, it was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful graphics. And one of the lovely things about it was there were no pictures of Christ. All you see in one slide of the whole presentation is this part here of a baby. That's all. There is no halo around the Lord. There is no halo around the manger. There is no halo around Mary. Mary is not dressed in blue and white. Quite often when we look for visuals for our lessons, you have to do a lot of doctoring and covering up pictures. Now, we don't cover up the fact that Christ was man, because Philippians tells us about Christ that he took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. We'll maybe show a hand, or we'll maybe some way be able to cover a face. But Christ was real. He walked upon this earth just as we do. I remember on one occasion children in Armagh telling me years ago, Auntie Gillian, those were the days I never used any pictures at all, just a word strip. Was the Lord Jesus invisible? And that broke my heart, because he wasn't. He walked here. So we cover up a lot of the picture. But he was here. They'll see hands, they'll see feet, they'll maybe see the top of the head, as in that nativity lesson. But quite often a lot of the pictures we have to doctor. But this lesson on the nativity, it was just lovely. It was beautiful pictures, and no doctoring had to be done. So when we come back, we're going to start again with the last 2 of the commandments. Pray for the children. Pray that as they've heard the 10 commandments, or the 8 commandments thus far, that God will use those commandments to apply to their little hearts. The Ten Commandments is not just for big people, but they will say, well, it's for me too, and I must obey it in my life. Now, while we had no meetings on, I was able to get my file and to start putting things together for January to May. So we've got all our lessons organised there. I have each of the lessons put together. Now, it's just the pictures and what the story will basically be about. I still have to work on the applications for those lessons. This week I hope to get the memory verses all put together, put them onto PowerPoint, then to do hard copies that we can copy them to have them ready to hand out to the children. So we're not wasting our time. And you know, we can praise the Lord for those groups who put their material onto the internet for free use. Nice pictures that the children can see, because children will remember more that they can see and hear than what they just hear about. So as I said, at the beginning of term two, we'll do the ninth and tenth commandment, applying it to the children. And when we apply the lesson, we apply it right the way through. We're a wee bit sneaky. You see, children always want to know what's going to happen next. So they listen as you're applying it in the middle of your lesson. Because if you leave your application to the end, well, the kid says, well, I've heard this story. I don't need to hear anything more. So if you apply slowly as you're going through your lesson, then little ones are listening. Well, what's going to happen next? And what has encouraged me with our children is I would ask a lot of application questions in the quiz, and they answer. And that encourages my heart. So after the Ten Commandments, we're going to move on to Queen Esther, and then we will look at the Apostle Peter. And I hope to do between 5 and 10 minutes each week a little bit on dinosaurs. Now, I've got three lovely videos. Well, I thought I got three lovely videos. I was proofing one yesterday, and I was so disappointed because the graphics are absolutely rubbish. The words are good. So I'm still debating, do I use that one or do I just use the other? So what we will do, we'll just show maybe 5 to 10 minutes each week, just to keep our meetings different and interesting. Last term, we looked at a number of missionaries. So then I thought, well, we'll try dinosaurs this time, because everybody loves to know about dinosaurs. We thank the Lord for Stephen and Nathan, who've given up their time and their talents to record us, as we've done some assembly lessons that we'll send out to the schools that we're involved in. And we're doing ABCs of the Bible. And what we mean by this is we're doing A is for, and then I'll give, we've got Artemis, Abijah, Aaron, Amos, Abishai, Anna, and all a list of names of people in the Bible whose name begins with A. And then we ask, and which A do you think we're going to look at today? And then it'll flash up. The first one was Abraham. B, is it going to be Balaam, Bathsheba, Barnabas, Barak, Balak, Barabbas, Bilhah, Bartimaeus, Bezalel? Which one do you think? So, we're going to look at Barnabas. So we'll send these out to the schools that we're involved in. And we praise the Lord for the opportunity. Thank the Lord with us for these opportunities. We've also been able to use these lessons in our Christian school. And the thing about the Christian school is you're changing your application slightly. Because the children in our schools know more of the scripture. So you're able to take things at a different angle. You're maybe able to apply in a different way, because when you're ascending to our regular schools, You're aiming for the unsaved children. In our Christian schools, you've many of the children there love the Lord. So you're applying in a different way. And we're thankful for the opportunity. Even there, the little ones are starting to put their hands up and answer questions. That always thrills my soul when wee ones are no longer afraid and are able to tell you an answer. So we praise the Lord for that opportunity. I've been encouraged by some of the messages I've received from parents as we have handed out their selection boxes for the children and their wee craft packed for those that weren't able to be there and their wee calendar. Parents have been very appreciative and it keeps that door of communication open, and that's something we can thank the Lord for. Even unsaved parents, we've had some lovely conversations with them, and Audrey has had some good conversations as well. We had one boy, I handed him his selection box with his mum, and it was sat down directly, and he looked at me and he says, "Gillian, when's the meeting starting again? I miss the meetings." Well, I can tell you, I left that conversation on high, because there was a lad, about 8, and he wants to hear God's word. Truly, this is something we can praise the Lord for, that the little children are eager to hear God's word. Let us praise the Lord for their interest. Let us pray that that interest continues. After Christmas, we were able to text the parents and tell them about the FPC Kids Club that was on for 3 days. And again, a number of parents text back and said that their children were really excited to attend virtually the FPC Kids Club. And they said the children have sat eagerly waiting on it every morning. And this is unsaved parents. So we can thank the Lord for that. Let us pray that even those unsaved parents will be listening to what the children are telling them, and maybe even sitting and listening themselves. Pray with us that our meetings will recommence. Monday, I thought, we're ready to go. Today, we just don't know. We really don't know. But we thank the Lord for the opportunity that is ours to make Christ known to the boys and girls. We can praise him for what he has done. We can praise him for what he is going to do. Pray that the Orange Halls will be opened up again. Pray that this COVID will come to an end and allow us back into the schools, that those doors will not be closed to us, whether for Bible club or for assemblies. We can pray praising the Lord for what he is going to do in the future, because he is our God and he does great and mighty things above all that we can ask or even think. Thank you.
And a special word of thanks to our sister Gillian tonight for coming and sharing with us that report and that update. And we thank the Lord for all these tokens of good, every single one of them. And our prayers, the Lord will just bless her, and the Lord will bless the children who have heard the word of God. Thank God, his word is a word that is eternal. It's a word that God has promised to own and to bless and to use to the extension of his kingdom in a mighty way. So do remember these matters, please, in prayer regarding the halls and regarding the children. And just that the doors would open up again, will of the Lord, into the schools as well. Now, we're just going to read just 2 verses with you. I don't really intend to speak tonight. I want to just give the time to prayer. But returning just to Colossians chapter 4, I had planned to maybe speak on something else, but as our sister was speaking, the Lord directed my mind to these 2 verses. Colossians chapter 4, and I just want to share a thought or two with you from verse 2. And verse 3 of the chapter. Colossians chapter 4 verses 2 and 3. And here Paul is speaking to God's people in the church at Colossae. And he just says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. And you'll see there that Paul here is writing to Christians, and he's encouraging them to pray. He says there, continue in prayer. And we thank you for your prayers, especially for the work of Bethel Children's Crusade, but there's an encouragement here for us to continue in prayer. And how important that is. You might not be able to go to the meetings to help out, but so important to continue in prayer, and how we need to continue in prayer, especially in these days in which we live. I was reading just a passage just from a preacher of a bygone day yesterday, and he was just in emphasizing to God's people the importance of prayer, and how he re-echoed that statement, where there is much prayer, there's much blessing, but when there's little prayer, there is little blessing. How important it is then that we pray in these days. Notice also that their prayers were to be seasoned with thanksgiving. He says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. And our sisters told us about things tonight to encourage our hearts. And we need to thank the Lord in our prayers for all the blessings amongst the boys and the girls. And then you see his request. Verse number 3 tells the people, he says, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us, he says, a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. At this point in time, Paul was in bonds. He was in captivity. He was restrained. He wasn't able to do the things that he normally did. But he prays, and he asks God's people here to pray that God would open up the doors. And that's what we need to be praying for, especially in these days. The Lord would open up again the doors into the schools, into the Orange Halls. Let us be much in prayer for our churches, that they'd be kept open as well at this time, and that the word of God would go forth from the pulpit here, week by week. Let us pray to this end, that God would bless and strengthen his cause and keep the doors of his houses open at this time, and that God would bless the going forth of the word of God. So we just leave those few thoughts with you. May they be an encouragement tonight to us all to pray, young and old alike, men and women alike. And let us pray one with another and one for another at the throne of grace. Remember the work of Bethel Children's Crusade, the services in the Lord's Day here in the Sunday School and Bible class, youth fellowship. To remember the Dodds family in your prayers. Do pray much for them, that they know comfort and grace and strength just in connection with that. The funeral is strictly private due to the circumstances here in the church on Thursday. So you just take a note of that. It's only for the immediate family only. Remember our land, pray for revival and reformation, and remember our missionaries as well, at home and abroad. Remember, you can remember those in Spain, Brother Ankel Alvarez, the Hannas, and the Bernovos, that the Lord would bless them and meet their need. And remember also our ministers' week of prayers on this week. It's slightly different, it's via Zoom, but it's been good times of prayer and fellowship, even with this new technology. And there was maybe 70 men there present this morning, so we thank God for that. And those that bring the word of God, so pray there'll be a time of blessing as well to the minister. So we'll just get down to prayer, encourage as many as possible to pray, to take part right through to about 9:20 or so. Maybe we'll ask our brother, Mr. John Dean, to lead us off.